Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
In the face of ever-increasing statistics on anxiety and depression in the community, we welcome this guy. We call him our personal trainer for the mind, psychologist Maras Deepers, who always has some great tips for mental wellness.
This week on Mind Games, I thought we'd have a talk about what sort of things to look for when you consider actually making a very brave step and talking to someone else about what's going on. This is talking to a counsellor or talking to a psychologist or even talking to your GP. It's the sort of thing that we talk about and we recommend a lot on Mind Games. We talk about it being a really helpful thing to do for positive mental health, as well as dealing with some of those sadder moments or more difficult times in life, and just basically keeping on an even keel. It's really important to have someone to speak to. There are a couple of things that you should really look out for when it comes to talking to a professional. And we're looking at primarily their qualifications, and it's okay to ask. The first session of any contact you have with a professional should be an information session where they explain some informed consent process and procedures. They explain their background and how they got into the field. And you get to ask any questions you want about and really make a plan for what you want out of the service. Remember, these are professionals. And you are going to them for a service, and you have some say in why you're there and what you would like out of it. Another thing that's really, really important, and if they are registered, they will show a logo, but registration with a professional body. So in Australia, these are the ACA, the Australian Counselling Association, PACFA, the Psychotherapy and Counselling Federation of Australia, the Australian Psychological Society, or if they're a psychologist, the New South Wales or the state and now federal registration board. So they're really important things, because these bodies help govern the practice of these professionals. And Lifeline, Salvos Careline, these people that work on these services that are really useful on the telephone, receive accredited training, and so you can be sure that you're talking to someone who's trained for what they're doing. And the last thing that's really, really important is have a discussion with the person about their approach and their worldview, and wherever possible, try and do whatever you can to find someone whose worldview and the approach to dealing with mental health issues or positive psychology issues matches your worldview. Because if they don't match, then there's probably going to be a little bit of an issue with regard to what sort of strategies work and how the counselling goes. So there's a few tips for how to pick a professional to actually talk about some of this stuff with.